Good morning. A weak disturbance passed across northern New York and is on its way out through central and eastern New England. This disturbance produced mostly cloudy skies and even a few snow showers and flurries across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, parts of central and northern Vermont, across the Pioneer Valley, and now into eastern parts of New England. The cloud cover kept the temperature up, and most places are starting off in the upper teens and lower 20s, although from about I-90 south, where skies cleared out for a while overnight, temperatures have dropped back into the single digits and lower to mid-teens. So we're beginning the day with a wide range of temperatures with a fair amount of cloud cover mixed with some sunshine. And I think that's how we'll wind up spending most of the day. With high pressure building in, it will be dry. And temperatures will moderate a bit, with most locations reaching the lower to mid-30s by mid to late afternoon. Skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy tonight, and it will be dry. Temperatures cool but not terribly cold, most everyone in the upper teens and lower 20s. This will set us up for a good-looking day tomorrow. High pressure will still dominate, keeping us dry. And with a southwest breeze developing behind the high, that will increase and push temperatures through the 30s and into the lower to mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds. At times, the wind will pick up and become gusty, so that could add a bit of a chill to the air. But overall, it'll feel much more comfortable outside to start the weekend. A little bit of colder air will start to slide in from the north on Sunday. Skies will be partly sunny during the middle of the day with more clouds later on, though it will stay dry with highs reaching to about 40 once again. At this point, we'll watch a warm front head our way for Sunday night and Monday morning. That could produce a few light snow showers to begin the day on Monday, although with temperatures creeping above freezing and into the middle and upper 30s, we should see that snow mix with and change to some rain showers before the day is through. A steadier rain as a low pressure wave approaches Monday night and Tuesday morning. Then on the back side of the system, as temperatures fall through the 40s and 30s on Tuesday afternoon, we'll go back to some snow showers before this system moves out. By the time we reach the middle of the week, it looks like colder air will take over with highs back into the lower 30s Wednesday and staying in the 20s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, it was another very cold night and early morning in the deep south with sub-freezing temperatures all the way down to central Florida. High pressure, currently situated over the lower Mississippi Valley, will slowly shift east over the next couple of days, allowing a southwesterly wind to bring in warmer air from the plains and Gulf of Mexico. Highs across the deep south will be significantly higher today and are expected to be near to above average tomorrow. On Saturday, high temperatures in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana should warm up into the 60s and 70s, a significant change from the snow and ice from earlier in the week. And across the west, unsettled weather and colder temperatures will return. A cold front will pass through the Intermountain West, with the leading edge sweeping through the northern plains today, while the central and southern flank will slowly move through the Great Basin and Central Rockies over the course of the weekend. Widespread snow will accompany, especially the higher elevations of California, the Great Basin, and the northern and central Rockies. Winter storm watches have been issued from Salt Lake City all the way to Minneapolis. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 14 degrees, the dew point 11, 88% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Lake Elsinore, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Sherbourne, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 40s. Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 2. The average temperature, 13, that's 9 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 12.7 inches for the month and 24.8 for the season, which is now 2.6 inches of snow below normal. There were 52 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 840 for the month, and now 3,193 for the season, which is 107 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. the record high 60 set in 1966, and the record low 28 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:52 p.m. 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs reaching the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder, lower to mid-40s, partly sunny on Sunday near 40. A little bit of light snow first thing Monday morning, then rain showers in the mid to upper 30s. Rain on Tuesday morning, then perhaps some snow showers on the tail end of that system, temperatures dropping back through the 40s and 30s. 30s on Wednesday with a few snow showers and a northwest breeze, and mostly sunny skies staying in the 20s on Thursday. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.